You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey,
Go ahead.
stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, photos and videos and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. And we got some calls at 216-578-0850. Let's go to Doug in Cleveland. Hello, Doug.
Yeah. I called a couple months ago and mentioned about Mitchell Schwartz possibly moving him to guard if and either get a tackle in free agency or in the draft. And you guys made it sound like it was a horrible idea. Then Doug Deacon brings it up, and you guys made it sound like it was a great idea.
Well, it's because Doug Deacon said it, not you. No, I'm only kidding you. I don't think did we say it was a horrible idea though?
I don't remember that because I remember bringing it up as a possibility.
It wasn't you. It was Nate Dogg.
Well, I had brought it up as a possibility earlier this year on my own, independently.
That's what I remember. That's why I thought you
would have
been a
boy. Yeah, so I would have been okay with that because I wanted to see when he was struggling a tackle, I thought if you could get him inside, maybe he can help out that way because he was struggling so early at tackle there. So if it came across that way, that was certainly not the intention. I thought it was certainly a viable thing. I don't know how well it would work. I'm not qualified to assess the offensive lines that way, but I think if that's something that this team looks at and thinks they can get more productivity out of him as a guard than as a tackle, where I know that he, you know, might not be as highly thought of as you might think, then that would be something that I would be all for. I know that the guard position needs to be addressed. I'd like to see a mobile run-grading guard that allows this team to run some of those inside and outside runs off of the pistol formation that I'm sure we'll see quite a bit of in Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Look, I'm for anything, and when it comes to O-line play, I mean, moving does happen occasionally. I don't still see it as a viable thing, whether and I defer O-line expertise to Doug Deacon any day of the week.
Sure.
And I wouldn't profess to even know an ounce more than he does about that area. Just my opinion, and it probably does disagree with his, if he thinks it would be a good idea for this particular line to put him in there. This line that is now going to be doing zone blocking is going to involve movement. And there is a perception, and I heard Kyle Shanahan, and I think he said it on this show, say that, you know, you assume, or maybe he said it in his press conference, but you assume that when you deal with zone blocking, you've got to have, quote, a smaller athlete on the offensive line, right?
You've got to
have
a
more smaller equaling more mobility. And he says that's not necessarily so. You want the biggest possible guys who can move, and that is possible to find. And, I don't know if that is Mitchell Schwartz. He's a big guy who has some pretty decent, you know, he can be pretty light on his feet in a decent way. I just don't know, given what I've seen of him as a tackle, and I think it took all he could do to have what he had, which was a solid season by the end of the year. Still some lingering questions for me about his viability at that position as far as just how good he is as a tackle. But I don't know, for the sake of experimentation, that you say, all right, let's see what he can do inside at guard. I think you specifically address guard as guards, and you don't worry necessarily about moving people around. And we'll see. I haven't gotten the feedback yet. We will from this coaching staff as to how they look at things. And when we get in the spring and we see how those things go, we'll get a better feel for that. Len in Cleveland on with us now. Hello, Len.
How are you?
Good.
I want to make a comment back to the former Missouri lineman who just came
Michael
out
Sam.
Today.
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of things to say about that. I played intercollegiately with a lot of gay women in softball. And, you know, the thing that bothers me as a straight person is that, you know, who are we to judge his sexuality? Why is it that in this day and age he has to feel like he could step out and say he's gay? It's really not anybody's business. I mean, if he wants to share it, you know, all around, that's great. But it's just, we still look at society and we look at gay people and we look at them so differently. They're the same person. You know, most people that I've talked with in time, it's something that's a part of you. It's not something you choose. And believe me, some of the people have said to me, if they could change, they'd change in a heartbeat just because of all the issues that revolve around that issue. And I just wanted to say that I think it's sad that someone has to come out and say what their sexuality is. It's nobody's business, and I haven't heard a gay person ask a straight person, well, why are you straight? Well, you have to step out and be straight. I mean, it's ridiculous. I looked at that whole situation, and I thought, we're still not far enough along to just let these people be accepted for who they are. If he can play football, that's awesome. He shouldn't have to be looked at about his sexuality.
Sure.
But that's not going to get him in the NFL. His athleticism and his hard work, and see how well he fits into the NFL as a person, you know?
Right.
I just get frustrated, and I just want to say this. I love your show, and I love all the things you talk about. I listen every day. So thank you for having me on.
Yes, thank you for a really great call. I would love to agree and say that that is how it should be and how it is. And you know what? Maybe that's just – if that's someone's reality and their mindset to believe that, then so be it. You know, just you know, conduct yourself, respect others, respect what people – if they're different than you, they're different than you. Should it matter? It really shouldn't. And we're in the world of sports and talking about performance – and players and teams and coaches and all the elements that make up that, again, why does it have to matter, or should it matter? In the mind, I do think what Michael Sam did right in this way, because the world of attention and media is so prevalent, he's going to have to deal with, in his mind, this thing coming out perhaps sooner or later, possibly, and he preferred to do it on his terms. It gave him maybe peace of mind. I don't want to go too far with what it did for him in a positive way, but you could, I think, reasonably conclude that this gave him peace of mind. He did it on his terms.
Yeah, absolutely. And TMZ has an interview or comments from Commissioner Roger Goodell's brother, Michael, who, according to this article, TMZ spoke to Michael Goodell, who is openly gay and the brother of the commissioner of the National Football League, who says, quote, it's about time a top NFL prospect was brave enough to be open about his sexuality. He is, quote, an instant hero in the gay and lesbian community, and saying he compares him to Jackie Robinson, saying because of his courage, homosexuality in the National Football League won't be an issue in 10 to 20 years. Said he hasn't talked to Commissioner Goodell yet, but said Roger is fine with this. He's a good businessman, and he's been around this issue his entire life.
Yeah. So it probably moves a conversation in a positive direction. It'll be maybe more than people want to hear about and talk about in these next, whatever, 24, 48 hours, rekindled again once we get to Combine a little bit, along with, I think, many other discussions about football. And there it'll be a lot more widespread as far as other issues, other topics with players at other positions, and that this would be maybe less a focal point of that. It will have a shelf life, and it's going to go away at some point. And that's the best part, is that it does go away. And the only conversation that really matters is the one that's going to follow this one. Can this guy play in the NFL, just like we assess any other player? If he's got skills to play in this league and play at a high level and make a contribution, whether it's with the Browns or 31 other teams, you know, that's all we're really going to be interested in.
Exactly. Precisely. That's what it's all going to come down to, and that's what it's all going to revolve around when it is all said and done as far as this story goes.
All right, we want to get into our next group of players in our ranking of the top 53. We're going from 53 up. Nathan and I just did our bottom five from 53 up to, 49? So we're going to move on from there with the next group of five. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850, WKNR.